How many rates does Tramp kill in Lady Rats? Does Tramp kill in The Lady and the Tramp?
None.
It's one. Do walruses eat seals?
Yes.
That is correct.
Well, you know what, Adam? I only needed the one. What the fuck?
Are you gonna? Are you literally gonna play every?
Oh, Adam! I only needed the one to make a perfect score of 5, because I got 4 on the main quiz. So there you go, Adam! Another perfect 5 here on the old news quiz, which is totally produced well.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Totally produced well. What the fuck?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4691. BFO for Monday, the 2th of February. 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and we're going to start reading the number one fan entries, Big Fatty. Feeders, Big Fatty, did you have cold feet about doing something? No, I just got cold feet. Oh, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, did you remember to say rabbit when you got up on Sunday? I hope you did, because y'all, it is February, and y'all, I don't know. I know it's on the tip of everybody's tongue. Big Fatty, will there be a so-so question month this year? Y'all, did you say rabbit? Because if you did, I don't know if it'll be lucky if y'all, I've received no word. I got a little bit of a hint about the so-so question desk. It's still being occupied, so who knows? Who knows? We will just have to wait and see. Yes, Big Freddy!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 2th of February, y'all, we have not one, not two, but 3 celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I'm quite sure he does not listen. In fact, he probably gets up and goes in the other room whenever the Big Fatty comes on the inner tubes. Y'all, it is, I don't know if they're married or they're just betrothed or just living in sin. Big Fatty, that's the way it is these days. It's true. Y'all, it is the other half of the couple with Princess Anna. Y'all, it's none other than Joe. Big Fatty, we love Joe. And y'all, then, y'all, he's up there. He is up there in the Columbia of South Kakalaki. You know, that's where, if the state of South Kakalaki were receiving an enema, it would be inserted there. Y'all, I've met this person many times at the Good Days, and he's even been here to the villa. He was shopping for plants or something, I believe, and he stopped by. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Drusilla Blow Me. Big Betty, we love Drusilla Blow Me. It's true, and y'all, then I know you're wondering if he's seen his shadow or not today, y'all. It's just one of our favorites here at the little show. There's another one, y'all. There's four, y'all. The third one, I've met him many times, I think the last time was at the Burries, y'all. He was there with that Stevie B, not Stevie B. He was there with David B. From the Occasional Fag. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only VJ. Big Fatty, did he see his shadow? I don't know. But y'all, the one we celebrate today, y'all, he was here at the villa for right good night. If you've met him, you'll never forget him, y'all. It's none other than everybody's favorite granny. Y'all, I'm talking about, about none other than Granny. Big Granny, we love Granny. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Joe or Drusilla or VJ or Granny on the social medias, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes,
happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Got lots of entries into the contest. A lot came in at the last minute, but y'all, the first one that came in was from my youngest daughter, Nessa, and she says, I'm writing to express my desire to be your number one fan. Again, why? Nepotism. Love you, XO. Well, thank you, Nessa. That's awfully kind of you. Y'all, Cricket Hat was the second entry that we got, and it says, oh, good morning, Big Fatty. I should be the number one fan because I provide so many of the openings to your show. Love you, Adam. And Adam, today is no different. Y'all, next up is that Moose P. He says, I'm not beyond offering a bribe. Moose, Big Fatty, that's a double point. No, there's no double points for that. Y'all, next up is Jimmy Bayer. Says, Big Fatty, please enter me. Big Fatty's as vulgar as you. Jimmy Bayer. And y'all, then that Gary Bearden. And Gary says, please let me be the number one fan before I turn 80 next year. Thanks. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. And y'all, it's been quite an interesting weekend, to say the least. Y'all got up on full right morning, and y'all, I get a notification that when my pension comes in. And y'all, it looked a little different, and I went and I looked, and y'all, the payout, I'm now getting about $20 more, and I went and kind of researched it, and evidently, the tax tables changed, and the federal tax that's being withheld is $12 less, and the state is $7 less. So I don't know. I didn't do anything. It just changed. So I don't know if I don't know what that means. But anyway, y'all, we were having at Fatty's. First of all, y'all got out and of course did all my nipple walking and all weekend long, except on Sunday. I did it all indoors because y'all, it's cold, and I'll get to that in a minute. But we were having for supper at Fatty's, y'all, had a Tom turkey breast that I put in the cracker pot and cooked, and y'all, I think I cooked it to death, but it was good, and y'all, had a lot of good broth when it was done. I'll tell you more about that in a minute, but had that, and I cooked some Jimmy Dean sage flavored sausage, and a pound of that, and I didn't need quite a pound, so I cut myself three patties of that, and then the rest of it I kind of chopped up, and made stovetop stuffing, and I stirred that sage sausage in with it. Y'all, we had green beans. Y'all, the Glory brand. I know that I heard Mr. Cackle say he does not eat canned vegetables, but Mr. K loves a canned vegetable, so maybe look for the orange can that says Glory, and you might even like those, Mr. Cackle. Big Freddy, don't count on it. I was getting that. Oh, and I had a blackberry cobbler, and I made some Sister Schubert rolls. Well, now, y'all, here's the thing. The Nip has been sick all week. He evidently picked up some kind of bubonic epizootic after he left here last Friday. And so he says, I don't want to spread this to everyone. So he says, but I'll definitely contribute for a to-go plate. I said, all right. And then Granny gets here and Durwood's not with him. And I'm like, what the heck? And Durwood was having some sort of nosebleeds or something, and he thought it best to just stay at home. Big Freddy, thank goodness, can you imagine just that a bloody mess? Well, we had Granny here, Big Freddy, but y'all, it was just me and Granny. Y'all, we had a nice supper. We got to visit, and then, you know, made to-go plates, and I sent the Nip a message saying Meals on Wheels will be by in a little while. And so after Granny left, packaged up his supper, and I carried it down, left it on the front porch, and then I told him, sent him a textimonium, said Meals on Wheels has delivered. And y'all, he says that's the first real food he's had in a couple of days. So Freddy, he thinks that's real food. Well, that's what he said. And anyway, came home, got the dishwasher running and everything. And y'all, we were expecting Snowmageddon starting on Saturday. But y'all got up Saturday morning, and y'all had a message that the Pops concert, y'all, it was the Elton John Pops concert called Rocket Man, that because of the weather, it was being canceled. It's not being canceled. It's being postponed, and y'all, they're going to have the concert in October, you know, and so we'll get to see it. It's just, it'll be in October, and y'all, Alex Evan and I were supposed to go to the rescheduled Sense and Sensibilities play, and y'all, it got canceled. So we're going on Thursday evening of this week for that. And so y'all, all of a sudden, my Saturday, y'all, it was weather ratting 2026, and y'all, about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, I did go out nipple walking Saturday morning because y'all, it was chilly, but it wasn't bad, and I did the big circle and everything. And about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, it started to, you know, you can look at the sky and just say, oh, it looks like snow. Snow's coming. It's just a look, at least in Big Fatty's eyes. And y'all, the sleet, I think it was sleet, started about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and it was coming down. And anyway, by the time Big Fatty went to bed on Saturday evening, y'all, I would say we had a light dusting of snow and wintry mix, I believe is the term they like to use. And anyway, y'all dripped the pipes, and you know, I woke up a couple of times during the night, and I would get up and, you know, turn the faucets on full force, you know, just to make sure they weren't, you know, the water was still moving in the pipes, and make sure the hot water was working and all that. But I dripped the pipes on Saturday evening. But y'all, here's the interesting thing. You know, the concert was postponed until October, but y'all, they did it anyway. But it was just the special guest piano player and a drummer and a bass guitarist and three backup singers and a guy on a synthesizer or something like that he played the strings and the horns and all as well you can. As the guy said, he's the rest of the orchestra and the conductor. And but y'all, the guy that played the Pinehammer, y'all, he did not have a piece of music in front of him. He must have sang 15 different songs and didn't have a sheet of music. And y'all, I believe he's a homosexual, but I'm not sure of that. But I would not be surprised if that was the case. And y'all, that started at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, and they streamed it. They streamed it. There were about 12 people in the audience, and I think it was the folks running the streaming or working with the Performing Arts Center or something like that. But y'all, he's good. He's real good. So I'm looking forward to seeing it with the actual orchestra in October. And anyway, y'all, it looks like I'm out of time for right now, so I'll have to finish telling you about the weekend on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Now, y'all, something very unusual this week. Y'all, I believe that this is the first time in the 18 years that the little show has been going, you will get a BFO every day this week. The regular five shows, Monday through Friday, then the Ruination show on Saturday, and then this coming Sunday, y'all, that is the Superb Owl. And you'll have the kickoff of year 19 on Sunday. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel, how would you like to describe the BFO?
Totally produced well. What the fuck?
Oh, Big Fatty, you've got a high bar there to be as good as that.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.